from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Representative-elect, you can add that title to another one that he has, which is doctor, physician, emergency room physician at Allegheny Health Network. He works at Allegheny General Hospital, undergraduate at Harvard, medical school at Yale, residency at Cincinnati, next stop Harrisburg, at least for some time being. Welcome into the program, Dr. Arvind Venkat, as he joins us here on KDK. Doctor, thank you so much for your time today. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Rick, and thanks to you and your audience for having me on.
Why did you decide that you didn't have enough going on in your life and you thought that politics would be something to add to your CV? What was it that made you decide, let's do something in Harrisburg for a while?
You know, it's a great question, Rick, and I certainly got asked that a lot on the campaign trail. For me, it was really from being on the front line of the COVID-19 pandemic. When COVID hit, I was president of the State Emergency Physicians Organization, and obviously I continued to take care of patients and my neighbors from across the community during the pandemic. And what really motivated me to enter the political arena was that I felt like we could have done so much better, that we could have made investments in public health and public safety and public education that would have saved us a lot of the grief that we've seen over the last few years, because we've run those systems at the ragged edge. And so when a crisis hit, we were afraid of overwhelming them, and we had the shutdowns and all the consequences that came about. So that's what really motivated me to run, was I felt like I could be an effective leader for my community so that we hopefully never go through what we did the last few years.
And you're still in the trenches each and every day, whether it's dealing with RSV, whether it's dealing with flu, whether it's dealing with a broken arm or somebody's got a ruptured spleen or somebody's got an ankle fracture. Are we still in the throes of a pandemic in your estimation? Are we still dealing with COVID enough that it is taxing our medical systems?
So we are still dealing with COVID, but we're obviously in a much better place than we were 2 years ago. Our understanding of COVID is much better. We obviously have the vaccines and treatments. But what I do fear is that COVID was just one example of a crisis. You mentioned RSV, you mentioned flu. Thankfully, those have not reached the level of where COVID was early in the pandemic. But we still run our healthcare system at the ragged edge. We still don't have any capacity or resilience within the system. And a lot of my fellow healthcare professionals have left the bedside. They're not caring for patients. And so when you have, you know, a huge demand like what we're seeing with RSV and children, and, you know, a lack of capacity, we have these, you know, mini crises that are continuing to occur. And that's what we're seeing in children's hospitals. And that is what we could easily see with flu, unless we see more uptake of flu vaccinations in our community.
Dr. Arvind Venkat joining us here on KDK, just elected to the Pennsylvania House of Representatives. I didn't go to Harvard nor Yale. I didn't do a residency in anything. But math tells me that 62 was the last time there was a physician in the House. And just on a quick look at it, that tells me it's been 60 years. Am I close? Is that about right?
That's correct.
Okay, good. Thank you for
position.
Excellent.
In 60 years.
Why? Why do you suppose that? Is it because the way that we ask our lawmakers to be there for the amount of time? Is it a matter that you can't do both? I mean, why has it been so long, do you suppose?
I think it's all of the above. I mean, I think we have a full-time legislature in Pennsylvania, and full-time is very different than what most people think of full-time in terms of a 40-hour week. I'm not in Harrisburg, or I won't be in Harrisburg every day, every week. But there are demands that go along with that. And, you know, for many years, I think physicians and healthcare professionals were disconnected from the political process. Again, I think COVID really crystallized for a lot of people in the healthcare profession that we need to be engaged with the political process. And for me as an emergency physician, because I work shifts and I work nights and weekends and holidays, I am planning to continue to practice and do shifts, you know, at least a couple times a month in order to, you know, stay engaged with my community and really understand the issues that we're facing on a ground level while representing our community in Harrisburg.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Retrospect, do you wish that you had been in office during the pandemic? Could you have done something, or are you glad that you weren't because you would have had such strong opinions about what was going on, you might have found yourself being frustrated?
So I think the political leaders we had during the pandemic did the best they could. I actually think that the decisions that were detrimental were earlier because, you know, myself and many others in the healthcare profession had advocated that we needed more investment in public health and public safety, our police, EMS, fire.
Right.
And, you know, as we saw in our schools, so that they could weather a crisis. So I don't think that it was the decisions that were made in March 2020. I think it was the decisions that were being made over the previous 20 years that would have been much better, that could have been much better and done and would have left us in a much better place as we entered the pandemic.
Are you familiar with Dr. Josh Green, who had been lieutenant governor of Hawaii and has just been elected governor of the island state? Do you know him?
Yes, he's a fellow emergency physician.
Yeah.
And so, you know, excited to see what his leadership will bring. And I know he's from Pennsylvania originally.
Went to Quaker Valley High School, right? I mean, so he's from Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah.
I had him on the program a little while ago, and one of the things
I don't know him personally, but we have common friends.
Well, so. And I think that you should get to know. And the reason I say that is because he works as the lieutenant governor, and now will as the governor Monday through Friday, and then he works weekends. And I'm not saying you should do the same, but that's just what he does. And then he covers call. He's still practicing medicine on the weekends because he wants to stay close to that. And it's a fascinating story. And I kept hearing the parallels between your story and his. And obviously with the ties here to the Pittsburgh area, I think it'd be a fast friendship very, very quickly. Hey, from a family standpoint, I mean, how much did your family give you input that, you know what, hey, we really, really respect this. We really think it's important because your family came here from another country to make a way. And now is this your way to sort of say thank you for the opportunities that have been provided to your family?
So absolutely. So both myself and my wife are physicians, and we're both immigrants. My wife actually grew up in McCandless as a North Allegheny graduate. And when we met in medical school, I knew we were going to move back here to the North Hills. And it's been a wonderful place for our family. And really, I view my service in the state house for however long it is to be a way to say thank you to this community for how gracious and supportive and welcoming they've been of me and my family. So absolutely, that's the case. I also think that, you know, my family was the most important part of my decision to run for office, that I certainly would not have done it without their support, really their enthusiastic support. And with my wife being a physician and my kids, you know, two of them are in the NA school district, you know, we experienced firsthand the challenges over the last few years. And so it's really been, you know, a motivating factor to get into the political arena.
You on call this weekend?
I am not on call this weekend, but I am working Monday and Tuesday.
All right.
So I will be working ahead of Thanksgiving.
Well, and enjoy the time with your family. I know that things are going to get very, very busy for you, but we very much appreciate you carving out some time for us here on KDK to share your story. And we wish you nothing but the best as you head to Harrisburg to lend your expertise to what's going on there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very much appreciate having him here. Dr. Arvin Venkat, a Democrat just elected Pennsylvania House, the first physician since 1962 to serve in that capacity.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.